75 was extradited after fleeing to Pakistan and becomes the 7th person convicted over the raid on a travel agent. PC Beshinovsky was killed while colleague Theresa Milburn was also injured. Detective Superintendent Mark Bowes has been speaking outside Leeds Crown Court.
Sharon and Theresa went to work on that day back in November 2005, fully expected to come home to their families and friends. West Yorkshire Police have remained doggedly determined to bring all of those to justice that were responsible for these offences.
Detectives who recovered 35 bodies from a funeral director's in Hull say they've been in contact with more than 700 families. An investigation was launched into suspected financial and fraudulent activity at Legacy Independent Funeral Directors last month. The Prime Minister is warned by 600 legal experts, including former Supreme Court judges, that continuing to sell arms to Israel is breaching international law. They've sent him a letter and asked him to stop the weapons exports to the Israelis. Barrister Michael Mansfield KC is one of those who signed it.
Where there's something as bad as genocide, we should not only not commit it, but there's an obligation on the English government, all governments, to prevent it happening. Even if it's not happening on our shores, it's got to be stopped elsewhere, because we're one humanity.
A 38-year-old woman's been charged with culpable homicide after the death of a man who fell from a window in Dundee. A 36-year-old died in hospital in January. Train drivers at LNER have announced they're going to take more strike action over the weekend of the London Marathon. ASLEF members will walk out on the 20th of April. And Lara Croft has been voted the most iconic video game character of all time. The star of Tomb Raider beat Nintendo's Mario to top spot following a poll by BAFTA. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and overnight, there'll be cloudy skies, strong winds and shower outbreaks of rain as well for the rest of the night. Sunsets at 7:38 tonight with overnight lows of 11. Now, clouds and early rain will clear to the east in the morning. Sunshine and showers soon after. These become more isolated towards the day with highs hitting 17 on Friday.
Weather on Phoenix FM. By SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself.
It's Thursday. It's after five. So, yes, Michael Bublé is playing your theme tune. Michelle, hello.
Hello, hello. I don't know why I always do the little hand thing, too. You've noticed that.
Every week.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, I'll have to put that on live on Insta, I think, next time. Yes. So, if you're joining us for the first time, every Thursday after 5 o'clock, we are joined by your very own well-being / yoga coach, Michelle Spencer.
Ooh,
yes. Again, with the jazz hands. What's
I don't
going
know.
On?
I don't know. I've lost my marbles this week.
Oh, actually, just before we start, Michelle, I did say just before the news about on this day, Bucks Fizz won the Eurovision Song Contest. Do you know the year? Michelle, do you know what it was?
I have no idea.
Was you in the UK then?
I don't think so.
No. It was. 1981. Making your mind up. Okay, over to you.
I was definitely not in the UK.
No. Okay, over to you, Michelle.
Right. So, hello, hello. So, last week we started talking about exam stress. It is exam season. Those parents, those people that are parents out there right now, probably have children at home with loads of homework or revision, especially if they're of a certain age. I know mine, one of mine's at home with loads of revision right now. We have to have a timetable out. So I would do a three-part series on how to help a child with test anxiety, which is quite common at this time of the year.
Yeah.
So, and last week we talked about the fact that I was a school teacher for 20-odd years before I ever became a yoga teacher, and so saw it quite often in the classroom as well. So if you missed last week we talked about finger breathing, a technique to help. You can catch up online. Joe's got it up there for you. And so this week we're going to talk a little, I'll give you another technique and talk about knowing the signs, actually. Because it's funny, because you listen to, there's the NHS advert out all the time about, oh, is my child sick? And Johnny says he has a fever, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Or he says he feels unwell. Actually, perfect timing, because it is kind of a weird time of the year. Like, a lot of people be like, oh, I've got a cold. I'm like, well, are you sure it's not allergies? It could be anything. So it's, again, don't self-diagnose. Yeah. But again, but with your child, same thing. As soon as they say, oh, I don't feel well, actually, think about what time of the year it's at. And are they having exams? So for me, like I said, a couple of years ago, when my youngest was in year six, it just kind of, it was after the actual written SATs. It was the, like I said, the actual, they have to do like writing pieces and stuff like that. And they assess five pieces over a long, like basically it takes a month. Yeah. And so all they're doing in school is writing, writing, writing. And he rarely misses a day of school. He's pretty good. He's pretty resilient. Even with broken limbs, he still goes into school. That's just the way I was raised. So that's the way I raised my children. It's been known for me to try to fob off my child with paracetamol whenever he's broken an arm. So, but it was a couple of years ago where he was had such bad stomach pain. I thought he had appendicitis. Like, it was that bad. Like, he said he had really bad stomach pain. Like, almost took him to the hospital. And it was constant, right? So you weren't sure. And then I kind of put two and two together because I was like, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. What's going on at school? So picked up the phone. And I would say that's sign number one. If your child suddenly is complaining about stomach aches that always happen in the morning, but then disappear by the time you say, oh yeah, you can stay home, and a couple hours later, by the time lunchtime rolls around, they're fine. Send them in at lunch first of all, and so that would be your first indication, and kind of keep track of it, and then start again, pick up the phone, call the school, talk to the teacher, talk to the TA, say what's going on at school. It could be something going on at school. It's not just necessarily exams. It could be any other situation. So that's really important, rather
but it is obviously still important for you to take it to the doctor. Take it after me. I'm talking with my dog. If you take your child to the vets, I was going to say, to your doctors. Well. Take your child to the, well, it'd probably be quicker, but you can get your child to the doctors.
That's it.
Just to make sure as well that there's nothing actually physically.
Exactly. Yeah. But and then doctors also will tell you, the GPs will also tell you that there's tricks they have to double check that your child doesn't have appendicitis. But so that was for me a major panic. Another thing is changes in their appetites or sleep patterns. So basically, if they've kind of gone off food. So again, if you live in my house, and don't know how I'm not thinner, because my youngest one, he's a teenager now, but eats everything in the house. So
can't you hide anything, Michelle?
No, there's no this child, like the amount of food, I'm like, I should be a lot skinnier. It's called the teenager diet. So basically, if they've kind of gone off their favorite foods, favorite meals, they don't want to eat, or sleep patterns, they're having night terrors, even things like that. That's another one to look out for. Moodiness or irritability. Again, sometimes we just chalk it up to them being teenagers, but it's not always that. It's, again, that's how they cope with stress. And for children, they don't know how to kind of realize, not realize, but they don't know how to
process it.
Yeah, really. Process their stress, or don't realize that it is actually stress, that this is what's happening to them, and that there is an outlet. So same thing with withdrawal from social activities or friendships. So things that they would normally enjoy going to. So if it's like clubs, scouts, dance, whatever kind of club, you know, normally they are quite happy to go off because all their friends are there. And suddenly, again, they're going, well, actually, that didn't or because it could also be that whole, well, I need to study. Right. So then that kind of idea behind it. And then again, an excessive worry or fear about just everyday events. And a couple of years ago, it was really hard because coming to the end of COVID. And then I, again, remember, it's like, even during when the kids were allowed to first go back to school after lockdown, it was, you know, all everybody talked about was, oh, they might have COVID, blah, 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 you know, like constantly look out for the signs. And I remember him coming up one day going, I think I have COVID. I think I had like he was going to die. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm not trying to downplay it, but I was like, well, you know, and in my head I was like, oh, I doubt it. But I said, here, I have a test for you. So I give him the chocolate bar. I go, how does that taste? He goes, I taste delicious. I go, you don't have COVID. You can taste everything. Okay. So then he felt better. But it's like little things like that that we kind of, you know, brush aside. But for younger minds, it is a lot. It's a lot for them to process. And when I say younger minds, I mean teenagers as well. It's that whole anxiety. And especially when you consider the world we were living in 4 years ago at this time, where it was, everything was in lockdown. We were all isolating, and you know, anything could happen. So, like I said, number one thing is talk to your child. Help them process what is going on, the test, everything. Last week I said about make sure they understand the test is not the end all be all. You know, it doesn't make them who they are. As long as they try their hardest, that's all that matters. And I used to say that as a teacher too, and I'm like, you know, I can bring the water to the, like, to the horse, but I can't make it drink. So at the end of the day, I can provide the children with all the tools and we can do everything. But if they don't want to write the test or physically write the test, there is nothing as adults we can do. So that's something to kind of process. And there are a lot of kids out there, and I know because I've met these kids, that are absolutely brilliant minds. And these tests mean nothing. You know it. As a teacher, as adults, we know they're absolute. And I'm not talking about my kids, by the way. But I've met other children who are absolute brilliant minds. But the moment a test comes in front of them, they absolutely freeze. But they go on to these amazing things. And I know because I've met these parents, their parents on the streets later, and they tell me how they're doing in university, or they've gone on to what they're doing now in real life. So you just go, you know, at the end of the day, who cares about that test? So I think that's really important as a parent. Once you kind of start seeing these signs, really sit down and talk to your child and find out, like, what is it that's actually the root of their problem? Because I said it might not be the test. It could be a bully or something else going on at school. Totally, something completely different as well. But just to help them process, and that's what we talk about, that mindfulness, getting to the root of your problems. And that's where mindfulness comes in as adults, right? We can sit there and we go, actually, what is it that's bothering me? And kind of unravel it a bit. So that's really important. The other thing I would say is help them revise in small chunks. So again, don't make it overwhelming. Like I said, me and Alistair, we've got a timetable, you know, like teaching them. You have to teach them these skills. Yeah. You know, we just expect them to know how to revise. And it's like, actually, it's a process. It's like, well, let's just break it up in chunks. Let's just do 45 minutes a day, or, you know, you've got three subjects. What's your timetable like? Take breaks. Make sure they're taking breaks, getting out there, especially if they're doing GCSEs. That they're exercising, like both of them coming to the gym with me afterwards, things like that. And then I always think also have them teach you. And as a teacher, I used to do that all the time. I go, actually make them give me a quiz, test me, test my knowledge, because actually studies have shown that the best way to study is by teaching. You learn the most by teaching others.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That and comedy. So, yeah, but actually, so a really good teaching technique is have them teach you. So just have them give you quizzes. And then finally, mindfulness. So we're going to get a little, we've got time, right?
No, no, because I think it's really important, because you discuss about sort of like, you know, the repetition where the kids have to get into a routine so that they make sure that they're doing all the revision. Well, I wish when I was younger, I think I probably wouldn't have been sitting here today or maybe doing something else, but I probably would, I don't know, anyway. But to have had that time to actually just practice a bit of meditation or mindfulness, if we didn't have the terminology then for what that was. I think there's a lot of people, many decades younger than me as well, might have felt the same. So it's like incorporating that is what you're trying to say as well into their routine once they're doing.
Absolutely, So when I talk about timetables, not just the studying, but it's the breathing. Practice the breathing. Practice the mindfulness. Going for walks. You know, taking time for yourself.
Yeah.
But another one that you can do, and I think we've done this one in the past, so I'll just revise it really quickly, is the belly breathing. So that's just by bringing, and again, it's one you can practice and do it in exam. So you just bring your hands onto your belly.
Right. Which one? And
all three.
I'll talk about mine, not yours, Michelle. Go.
So we're going to just bring your hands onto the belly and imagine a balloon. So imagine your belly is a balloon, but as you breathe in, your belly expands like a balloon.
Sure.
And then as you breathe out, your belly deflates.
Gotcha.
So that's all you're doing. And just repeat it 5 to 8 times. You're breathing in nice and slow, not, otherwise you're hyperventilate. So you're really slow, thinking again. Inhaling for maybe a count of four. And exhaling for a count of four. And again, just taking that time to prepare yourself when you feel stressed or anxious.
So do you clench your hands as you put them on, on your stomach, or just... Just lightly.
And then what happens when your belly expands, the fingers will come apart, you'll feel it. And then when the belly contracts, the fingers will come back together, weave together. So yeah, so not necessarily clenched, but just touching just lightly. And like I said, you'll feel the fingertips come apart. Breathe in, big belly, and breathe out, squeeze the belly button in.
So do you focus on your hands as well?
That's a good, you know, we talked about that mindfulness before, that tactile mindfulness. So that's really good because you can feel that breath rather than just this, my words are gone this week, by the way.
Rather than just saying breathe in and breathe out.
You can actually, the fingers. So that's something to focus on, just the feeling, that self-soothing feeling of the fingertips coming in and out.
That's a simple one as well.
Absolutely, so.
So there you go. So if you do that every time before you...
exam, stress, nerves, coming on the radio, whatever.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
I do a lot.
I use quite a lot of them. They're really easy tips for any age as well.
Yeah.
And not all of them as well. You have to be sort of like when everybody's watching you, you know, you don't have to be self-conscious about it. I think that one's perfect. Yeah. And you can catch up online with the very first episode of this three-part series, even though, Michelle, you've almost been with us for a year now, haven't you?
I know.
Big
party.
Anniversary in a month's time, actually. So, Michelle, where can we find you again online?
So I know I've clicked because you put my name on the catch-up. So if you go on catch-up and you click my name, it clicks to the website on the interweb. I'm just going to say that now, the interweb.
You've showed your age now.
You can find me on Instagram as @midlifeandmichelle, and you can find me at the gyms and fair kites if you're in Hornchurch.
Brilliant stuff. And of course, you'll be back here next Thursday,
part three.
Now, you've asked for a track. I'm going to play it, and then we'll have the ads after that. Which one is it, Michelle?
I cannot remember because of my age.
It's Erasure.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. Cheers, Michelle. See you later.
My sense of empty. At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 708-343-555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Thanks again to Michelle Spencer. We'll be back here next Thursday after 5. But you can always catch up with the episode. This episode, well, I call them episodes. They always are. There's actually over 30 now, 30 clips of Michelle. You can start from the beginning if you wish. PhoenixFM.com. Go to Joe Bailey or you can go to Drive and you'll see all of Michelle's snippets there. Right, now coming up in a second, we have The Strokes. We've got Beverly Knight coming up now because we was talking about Sister Act actually a little bit earlier and her voice is amazing. This is Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda.
We were both sides of the same coin, and we would shine like Venus in a clear night sky. We thought our love could overcome the circumstances, but my ambition wouldn't allow for compromise. I could see in the distance all the dreams that were dear to me. Every choice I had to make left you on your own. Somehow the road we started down had split us under. Too late to realize how far apart we'd grown. And how I wish I'd known a little bit more. Now shoulda, woulda, coulda means I'm out of time. Shoulda, woulda, coulda can't change.
Let's go for the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So the M25 clockwise, long delays that were heading into Kent over the QE2 bridge. All lanes have now been reopened. You're still looking at a travel time, though, of around 15 minutes. But anti-clockwise, still got long delays there from Junction 1A to Junction 31. Congestion to just after Junction 4 and Albinton still. Travel time you're looking at is around 50 minutes. Billericay High Street is still closed due to the building fire between London Road and Norsey Road. And just have a look around general around town. You're looking at Harlow slow traffic on Edinburgh Way from London Road and Howard Way. Rayleigh slow traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street. A13 eastbound slow traffic between Stanford Le Hope and the Five Bells interchange. Chelmsford slow traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge. Entries towards the Army and Navy roundabout are also a little bit sticky. Colchester, slow traffic on Mill Road southbound between Brinkley Grove and via Urbis Romani. Now, taking a look over the rail fear, the CQC has a reduced service at Fenchurch Street due to the industrial action. And over on the Tube, Underground Station closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. No service on Northern Line, Golders Green and Square. Minor delays on the Piccadilly Line eastbound between Uxbridge and Acton Town. Minor delays on the Victoria Line. And finally, minor delays on the Docklands Light Railway between Bank and Canary Wharf and between Bank and Poplar. That's it for the travel updates from me. Now, today our Shake It Off session is going to be Cheryl Cole. Fight for This Love, that's going to come up anytime between now and 6 p.m. But we are going over now to Anastasia. We've Left Outside Alone.
Can't find it. Thought you were sent from up above, but you and me never had love. So much more I have to say. Help me find a way. And I wonder if you know how it really feels to be left outside alone when it's cold out here. Well, maybe you should know.
faces to myself. Don't have to share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself. It's Kama Sutra show and tell. Yeah. Oh.
I do hope they do another song together. That's Chuckie Puss and Meghan Trainor with Marvin Gaye. We have still got 30 minutes together, almost. Oh, 25. See, time's going so quick, I can't even keep up myself. We'll be having a chat with Darren in about 10 minutes' time. And he's just going to make himself a nice cup of tea because our Andy Gardner has brought in some loads of biscuits again. So, yeah, well done, Andy. Right, now we've got Strokes and Last Night. Come up now.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, next Friday, it's Friday the 12th of April, I should say, Big Cheese Comedy Nights at Billericay Town FC, yep, at the New Lodge in Billericay. Now, there's performances from Mika Hall, you've got Louis McLean, and the evening's host, Josh James. Tickets are only £15, it's at 8pm start, and you've also got Fiona Allen, one of my favourites from back in the day as well. You might know her from Smack the Pony, she's been in so many different things. So it's going to be a brilliant night there. They had one there a few weeks ago and it was brilliant. So this is Friday the 12th of April, Big Cheese Comedy Night. If you want more details, come to phoenixfm.com, go to the events page and you will find it there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222 269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Beyonce, anyone?
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no holdem. Hey. There are cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round. If I can't slow dance with you, come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo. Huh. There's a tornado in my city. In the basement. That ain't pretty. Rugged whiskey. We're surviving. A red cup kisses, sweet redemption. Passing time, yeah. To the right, we headed to the top. Are we always so nice? Ooh, run me to the left, put me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Hey, lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, throw your keys up. Take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now, ooh. Take it to the floor now, ooh. Oops. To the floor now, ooh.
Sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots, Solagenic, Photogenic.
Spurs boots, photogenic shoot.
Spurs?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a rude word. It's a rude word in my house. Yeah. So, if you recognise those dulcet tones, of course, it's Darren Mutu. Yes. Yeah. How you doing, Darren?
I'm all right. I've fought my way through the traffic to get here.
Yeah,
if you are in the Billericay area, it's gnawed up, I think is the word. They've shut the whole of the high street, so whatever end, and then the top part of Norsey Road is closed as well for
the fire, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been a fire just down near the traffic lights there. I think it's one of the buildings around the back. It's not actually on the high street.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But there are fire engines and police cars and lots of people stood around looking very important.
Yeah.
But the traffic is snarled up in every direction. And even going down Western Road, if you know Billericay, that is a big, long traffic jam. Mm. So if you know the back routes, then use those. And but apparently, if you are trying to get anywhere on the high street, I've just seen that someone's trying to get to the Chantry Centre to set up for a cinema event tonight. They're having an absolute nightmare trying to get there. So be aware of that.
Yeah, I've been giving it a shout. It's been going on for like a couple of hours now, I think. It's when it first appeared. So I was like, well, goodness me, it doesn't sound too good, to be fair. But yeah, so just be careful if you're riding around that area.
Yeah, just park up somewhere sensible and legal, please, because there's lots of double yellow line parking goes on these days. Oh, yeah. Ridiculous. Drives me mad.
It's one of your bugbears, is it, now?
That and indicating.
Oh!
Don't get me started
on that. You and me both there, Darren. Yeah, so you are up at 6 o'clock tonight. You're going to be talking to BBC Essex. I can't even say it. I can't even speak there. BBC Essex, sports editor Victoria Polly. Is that what I mean?
Well done,
There we go. I got there in the end. Gave you time to have a quick swig of your tea. You see?
This is hands across the water. Because you might argue they're competitors of ours, but you see, who are Phoenix compared to the might of the BBC? You know, we're just a little flea on their back, aren't we?
A little flea.
Until you get to the listening figures. Yeah. Victoria is coming on. The new cricket season is starting. BBC are heavily involved and they'll be wall-to-wall and ball-by-ball coverage. So we'll be talking about that and just looking forward to the new season, which starts tomorrow, and what we think Essex are going to achieve after they had a decent season last year. Runners-up in the league, runners-up in the T20 Cup. So, you know, not
You fan of the T20?
I don't mind the T...
I'll put you on a spot now.
You have put me on the spot.
I know a lot of youngsters that are kind of, my age now, that are into the T20 that were never into that before.
Yeah, I mean, it's brought a new audience and the 100 has brought a new audience.
Yeah.
But for old fuddy-duddies like me, who prefer to just sit there with your sandwiches and your flask of tea and, you know, just have a gentle... Yeah. I mean, for me, Test cricket is the best. I like going to watch England, you know, in a proper big stadium, big crowd, and, you know.
You can still have that, though, right? So,
Yeah, you can. It's great. I mean, there's been lots of excitement this week. There's one of my friends on Twitter, for the last 100 days, has been doing a countdown. So he must be beside himself tonight. He won't be able to sleep.
Has he made his own calendar, has he, Darren?
There's plenty of that around. So we'll be talking with Victoria. There's lots of other bits and pieces going on. So, as usual, a lot to squeeze in to 1 hour.
I know. I don't know how you do it. I say that every single... Because you have the great music as well.
We've got music tonight from The Shaman.
Ooh.
Moving Mountain, you remember that one?
Oh, that's Andy, get me.
So we've got The Shaman. We've got McFly, as requested by Victoria.
Ah.
Not really my kind of thing, McFly.
Which one she asked for, do you know?
Well, she just said to me, anything by McFly, so...
Oh, I don't know. I might line one up for you for Victoria, then, in a minute.
Well, I've got Party Girl lined up.
Oh, have you? Oh, nice. Okay.
Because that's the only one that's in the library.
Well, they've been going for about 20 years now as well, McFly.
Yeah.
It's their 21st anniversary, if I got it right.
Yeah.
Makes me feel old now.
And things off, I've got a bit of UB40.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I love a bit of
UB40. I've been watching that. So there's a new show on BBC One. I love a Sunday night.
Yeah.
I love a Sunday night drama.
Yeah.
Sat there. This town.
I haven't seen it yet. Because the thing is, because it's so good, I want to do two episodes at once.
Yeah.
At the time. Because, I knew it's up my street. But, because obviously all Scar and everything really kind of kicked off, really, didn't it? Kind of in Coventry. But this is set in Birmingham, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there are... Coventry is involved in it.
Oh, right.
So it's kind of like all of the Midlands, the West Midlands. So, yeah, and it's that time, set in 1981.
Blimey.
When there was a lot going on then. Like you say, the ska music Birmingham, when you start to think about it, there's a lot of music, you know, Ozzy Osbourne and, you know, all of that.
Slade,
lot.
You think like Slade as well, you
Wizard.
Know. Because a lot of people just think of Slade being Christmas songs, but no, if you look at all their sort of catalogue, like Come Feel the Noise and all that, so good. Even Oasis covered it as well, didn't they? So,
well, if you listen to Oasis, there's a lot of Slade influence from that.
Totally,
you know. So that's worth watching. I watched The Gentleman as well on Netflix.
Another one,
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. Was it? I didn't know if it was going to be too hyped up rather than. Was
I really
it
enjoyed
good
it. I really enjoyed it. Really
worth
enjoyed
a watch.
It. So, yeah.
Nice one. Anyway, look, I'll better get on with our show because I've got 10 minutes. Again, we'll be going into your show in a second. But just tell you what else has got coming up tonight. Of course, you've got the non league hour with John Chubb, an hour of news from local non league football teams, a trawl through the indie and alt stuff from 1960s onwards with Gareth Williams after at Bumper to Bumper. And of course, Madeline's Christie's brilliant show, Country and Americana. She's actually going to be chatting to Midlands country singer, Funny's Midlands, Kaiser Gill as well. So there you go. So all that is coming up tonight. But we've got the ads a little bit late, and then we've got something special coming up just after that.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning takeaway from Hutton Spice? Meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Right, I'm going to leave you with our Shake It Off session tonight, because I was chatting to Darren so much, we would have run into his show. And then after that, we will have Ace of Base, which was our guest, the intro. Thanks, a huge thank you again to Michelle and for coming in. She will be in next week. And, I'll see you same time tomorrow. Have a great one. Bye.
Too much of anything can make you sick. Even the good can be a curse. Makes it hard to know which road to go down. Knowing too much can get you hurt. Is it better? Is it worse? Are we sitting in reverse? It's just like we're going backwards. I know where I want this to go. Driving fast, but let's go slow. What I don't wanna do is crash, no. Just know that you're not in this thing alone. This is a place in me you can call home. Whenever you feel like we're growing apart, let's just go back, 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 back. to the star. Oh.
Anything that's worth having, sure enough, worth fighting for. Quitting's out of the question. When it gets tough, gotta find some more. We gotta fight for this love. We gotta fight for this love.
Love ain't no walk in the park. All you can do is make the best of it right now. Can't be afraid of the dark. Just know that you're not in this thing alone. There's always a place in me that you can call home. Whenever you feel like we're growing apart, let's just go back, 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 back to the start. No.
Anything that's what happened. Sure enough, we're fighting for. Quitting's out of the question. When it gets tough, gotta fight some more.
Yeah. 98 FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.